This book came about because of the word whimsical, and facetious, and deja vu, and 100 other terms my daughter would once ask me, "Dad, what does this word mean?" I knew what the word meant, or I thought I did. I could understand them when I saw them in a book. I could use them in a sentence. I could even spell them, most of them anyway. But when my own child asked me what those words meant, I couldn't explain them in the way she could understand. I knew the words in a way that allowed me to function, and yet I couldn't pass on the knowledge I'd acquired over a lifetime of reading and talking. In other words, I didn't truly know those words. As the famous educator Mortimer Adler said, "The person who says he knows what he thinks but cannot express it usually does not know what he thinks." I soon realized this problem wasn't limited to vocabulary words. I also couldn't explain how to study the Bible or deal with peer pressure. I couldn't explain how to share the gospel, manage stress, or deal with bullies. I had acquired hundreds of life skills that I couldn't explain and pass along to my daughter. No one had told me when I became a parent this would be a problem. Maybe it's not a problem for all parents. Maybe many moms and dads intuitively understand how to pass along such knowledge to the progeny. Even so, I suspect there are also a lot like me who, even if they had learned the information for themselves, which isn't a certainty, don't have the first clue about how to teach it to their own children. By the time I figured out how to solve this problem, my daughter was already an adult. Now I have to wait till I have grandchildren to share what I know. Hopefully, you still have time to learn the simple process of how to learn. Once you master the technique, you'll be able to teach almost any concept to your children. Learn to teach with the Feynman technique. Science educator David Goodman once asked the brilliant Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman to explain a certain puzzling phenomenon. Feynman said, "I'll prepare a freshman lecture on it." But a few days later, said Goodman, Feynman came back and said, "You know, I couldn't do it. I couldn't reduce it to the freshman level. That means we really don't understand it." Notice Feynman claimed not only that he didn't generally understand the concept, but also that the entire scientific community didn't understand the concept. He had a firm belief that once we truly understand an idea, we should be able to explain it in simple terms to non-experts. Feynman became known as the great explainer because he intentionally learned a subject in a way that allowed him to teach it to those who didn't share his expertise. His method is now known as the Feynman technique and can be used to learn the key concepts behind the habits and skills in this book. This method helps you learn these concepts, retain the knowledge indefinitely, and pass on the information to your children in a way they can understand. Here are the 5 steps of the Feynman technique. Number 1, pick a concept you want to understand and start studying it. First, write down the concept you want to learn in a notebook. Next, do the minimal amount of reading and research necessary for you to understand what the concept is about, and then write what you think you should know about the topic in the notebook. At this stage, you don't need to waste a lot of time trying to learn everything about the topic. You only need to know the core components necessary to understand and explain the concept. Regarding the habits and skills listed in this book, I've already compiled all this information. Each entry provides a brief overview of what you need to know about the concepts involved to learn the habit or skill. This will often be enough for the purposes of learning to teach your child, but additional resources may also be needed if you're completely unfamiliar with the subject. Number 2, prepare to teach your topic to a child. Using these key elements, write an explanation of the concept in your own words using simple language. You can make your explanation as detailed as you think is necessary, but generally, the shorter and simpler you can make it, the easier it will be for you to understand and teach the material. Check against your notes or other resources to see if any essential elements are missing from your explanation. You can also do this step by making a voice recording, for example, using your smartphone, and having it transcribed electronically. Regardless of the method you choose, do not skip this step.